This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado businesses can bring people back to the office today as COVID-19 social distancing mandates loosen. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
Except in counties where stay-at-home orders have been extended, people can go back to work in all sorts of businesses in Colorado today. They have to keep at least 50% of the workforce off-site, though. Many companies have indicated they're still figuring out the details, like Charles Schwab, with the headquarters in Douglas County, which says in a statement that it doesn't yet have all the answers for how and when we will return to the office. Other counties in the metro area will allow workers back starting next week. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado hospitals are back performing elective surgeries, but as CPR health reporter John Daly reports, some could be almost out of money.
The Colorado Hospital Association is projecting the state's hospitals could lose more than $3 billion by year's end. That's due to the COVID-19 crisis, which caused hospitals to close down those procedures which restarted last week. The group's Kara Welch says more than half the state's hospitals were rated vulnerable before the crisis hit. And with COVID-19, expenses at many are far outstripping revenues.
Unfortunately, that's when the hospital has to consider closure.
Hospitals are getting federal relief money, but Welch says that's expected to only restore about a quarter of the losses. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A court has ruled the maker of Budweiser may continue to use ads that suggest its rival Molson Coors uses corn syrup in its beer. That overturns a lower court ruling. Molson Coors was formed in a merger with the Coors Company, which was founded in Colorado. This is CPR News.